from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. In 1967, 30 black men and women entered the state capitol in Sacramento armed with rifles. That is one indelible image of the Black Panther Party, born in Oakland. This week, a play about the party and its radical politics opens at the Berkeley Repertory Theater. It examines the Panthers' ideals, their criminal actions, and their legacy. KQED's Cy Musiker has the story.
What history doesn't tell you is that I bleed red like you. Will you rise with me in darkest nights? Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Hey!
Huey Newton and Bobby Seale formed the Black Panthers in Oakland in 1966, responding to what they saw as the failure of the nonviolent civil rights movement.
They were really united, thinking they really were going to change the world.
Stephen Sapp is one of three members of the theater troupe Universes, along with his wife, Mildred Ruiz Sapp, and her brother, William. Ruiz Sapp says the story has parallels in the protests in Ferguson.
It's a conversation of a nation. It's a conversation about a time, an era, and what did that do to bring us to where we are today, and then what do we do from here?
The Panthers' fight for black self-determination inspired others, including Puerto Rican groups in Chicago and New York. William Ruiz says the Young Lords had their first success with a protest over erratic garbage collection in East Harlem.
And then as soon as the police showed up, because garbage trucks didn't show up, the police showed up and the garbage bags got lit on fire and made even more of a statement.
Both groups offered free health clinics and breakfast for kids, but they also carried guns and watchdog police in sometimes bloody confrontations.
Now the gun was for self-defense, because the fallout from the civil rights movement was even more police brutality and oppression, and it was our legal right to defend ourselves. Do we have your attention?
What kind of Negroes are these?
This rehearsal, featuring the full cast of 12, is part of a riveting 15 minutes of music, poetry, and dance opening the play, along with videos and projections. Party People explores how these brown and black revolutionaries became targets for local police and the FBI, which used illegal tactics to infiltrate the groups, sometimes orchestrating the assassination of their leaders.
The greatest threat to internal security of the country, that's what Hoover said. Can't have no Panthers feeding and educating children. Can't have no Panthers organizing across class and color lines.
Universes developed Party People for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in 2012 under the guidance of director Liesl Tommy. She's also Berkeley Rep's assistant artistic director.
And I was also really moved by the journey that the Universes had been on, the years that they spent just listening. That is very rare and very powerful, and to let things come into their hearts and souls and then create a piece, to me, was an extremely spiritual way of making art.
Universes has listened. The play's characters are composites based on interviews the three actors did with former Young Lords and Panthers.
It captivated me from the very first moment I saw it on stage.
Erica Huggins was 16 when she joined the Panthers. She teaches at Merritt College in Oakland now, and she's met frequently with Universes to talk about the play. Her husband, John, a Panther like her, was killed in a fight allegedly incited by the FBI, and she was tried in New Haven for her role in the torture and murder of a Panther suspected of being an FBI informant. The jury deadlocked, and Huggins went free.
There isn't a day that goes by that I don't remember that great young man who was killed. However, I did not kill him. But harm goes deeper than that.
Huggins says she's okay with the fact that Party People presents a fictionalized version of the events in New Haven.
People who are informed about their past do well in their present moment and can impact the future.
Do you think the play has that power to inspire people?
I think art has that power, and the play is a work of art.
I sacrificed my family for something that's much more important. The freedom of our country. Now, that does not make me exceptional. That just makes me a person of conscience.
That's what theater's supposed to be about, I feel. It's supposed to be alive. It's supposed to be an energy crackling in the room.
Universe's Stephen Sapp says the play should thrill you 1 minute and make you deeply uncomfortable the next. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED News.
Party People is in previews now. It continues at the Berkeley Rep through November 16th. I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find pictures from the play and from the Black Panthers' history online at kqed.org/arts.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, and the California Arts Council, a state agency advancing California through the arts and creativity.